produced in an offhand way an 80-guinea-bedroom suite. We're trying to do the entire business, you know, on about £200. Well, that's 10 additions, you know. Came down with, evidently, dwindling respect to things that were still ruinously expensive. I told him we wanted an idyll, love in a cottage, and all that kind of thing. He brushed them on one side, said idols were upstairs in the Japanese department, and that perhaps we might do with a servant set of bedroom furniture. Do with a set? He was a gloomy man. With, I should judge, some internal pain. I tried to tell him that we were quite a lot of middle-class people like myself in the country, people of limited or precarious means whose existence he seemed to ignore. Assured him some of them led quite beautiful lives. But he had no ideas beyond wardrobes. I quite forgot the business of shopping in an attempt to kindle a little human enthusiasm in his heart. We were in a great